just for one day. We can be heroes just for one day. And you, you can be me. And I'll drink all the time. Cause we're lovers, and that is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. Though nothing will keep us together, we could still die. Just for one day. We can be heroes forever and ever. What you say? Can swim. Though nothing, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day.
I'm young. up here. I'm in heaven. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama. Can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now. Look up here, man. I'm in danger. I've got nothing left to lose. I'm so high, it makes my brain whirl. Dropped my cell phone down below. Ain't that just like me? By the time I got to New York, I was living like a king. Then I used up all my money. I was looking for your ass. This way or no way. You know I'll be free, just like that bluebird. Now ain't that just like me? Oh, I'll be free, just like that bluebird. Oh, I'll be free. Ain't that just like me?
Final words there of the great, wonderful David Jones. David Bowie. His name's David Jones. Born in 1950. I don't know, when was he born?
47.
Died January 10th, 2016. Bowie, one of our favorites here on the JL show. We played his music many, many times. Well, a couple times. I'm here now with Michael and some background people. Spend a few minutes talking about our love of Bowie and playing some of his greatest tunes for you here in tribute. I read a few months ago when the film director Wes Craven died, there was a great tweet and it said, Wes Craven reinvented horror at least 4 times. Most directors would be lucky to do it just once. And I think the same kind of thing could be said about David Bowie. Like, David Bowie reinvented popular music and redefined popular music more times than most people would ever dream of. And I think that's pretty indisputable. And going through so many different types of music, so many different layers of character, and as such a...
But he's so much more than just a musical icon.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a cultural icon.
He's a cultural icon. He's like Ronald McDonald and Elvis. He's up there, like, because, you know, his image is so distinctive. And it's not just one image. There's so many of them.
Yeah, he was like this crazy, like, guy with crooked teeth going around London. Like,
and he had, like, you know, he had so many different images. Like, there was, like, young Bowie, and then there was, like, Ziggy Bowie, and then there was sort of distinguished Sting White Duke Bowie, and then there was older Bowie with his crazy floppy hands. And, like, how many other musicians can you say that for? They go through so many stages and they're recognizable in so many different ways. Like, Johnny Cash had maybe 2 distinguishable images. There was, like, young Johnny, old Johnny. And Bowie, there's, like, 6 or 7 or 8. And that's amazing. And it's the only person you can say that for. And
I was watching an interview with him. Such an intelligent man, like, so well spoken about.
And he had such a sense of humor too. And, like, in recent years he did so much weird stuff. Like, he was on SpongeBob. Like, you think somebody who's got that much integrity as a serious artist, they're gonna get old, they're gonna be miserable. You know, I could name some examples. I won't.
Come on.
I don't know. Paul McCartney. Where, like, they just lose their... I mean, Paul McCartney does...
Still does stuff.
Mess around, like, but...
I mean,
it's never
a crappy thing or Rihanna.
I know, but it's never... It's always... It always just seems like an attempt at being cool and fresh. Whereas Bowie continued to be cool and fresh. And he was on SpongeBob. He was in The Prestige, playing Nikola Tesla. And, you know, doing so much more stuff than just releasing music. Because, you know, his recent music hasn't been amazing. It hasn't been his best work. Now, few people are at their best at this point.
Although, I thought this new album was quite good.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet now, but...
it's really weird.
I've only listened to Lazarus, which is fine. I mean, the video for it is...
You only listened to Lazarus.
Yeah. I have it downloaded. The video is very, very... I saw a thumbnail from it and I thought, oh, this looks kind of miserable. And I watched it and I thought the later part of it was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I kind of listened to it as just a musical composition.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, as a musical being, Jesus, man, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Get things done.
best Bowie songs. Let's go through. What's your favorite? What's your absolute favorite?
My name was.
Rebel is great.
Yeah.
Changes, great. Hero. Jesus. Yeah, I'm done.
We got Heroes, Suffragette City.
Suffragette City, there we go.
Suffragette City,
brilliant.
I actually like that.
You have to put Starman, you have to put Space Oddity.
Space Oddity, Starman, and Space Life Oddity. On Mars.
Life on Mars.
They're all, like, on a secondary tier for me. I think I've kind of heard them too many times. Like, Space Oddity, I think, is slightly overrated. Like, it's a great song, but I don't think it's one of his best. Whereas, like, I think Ashes to Ashes is amazing.
Ashes to Ashes.
That's an amazing song.
I'll go through
it. I'm Afraid of America is a great song. I love Let's Dance with Nile Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
Under Pressure. Amazing song. Under Pressure is, like, one of my favorite songs of all time. But I don't know. I don't really think of it as his song exclusively because it isn't.
Queens, yeah.
But just some of the like, right, some of the melodies in some of these songs.
I'm listening to the best of Bowie album.
The melody of Ashes to Ashes and the melody of Under Pressure are just so
Sound and Vision.
Like, Sound and Vision is absolutely one of my... Sound and Vision and Modern Love are, like, my two favorites.
Passion is good.
Yeah.
Whoops. My phone is so slow. Gene Genie's
fantastic.
It was my first, like, proper gig.
Yeah.
I played Crossroads by Eric Clapton, Stairway to Heaven, and Gene Genie.
Oh, Gene Genie is fantastic.
Yeah. Fame.
Dancing in the Street. I'd be lying if I said I enjoyed Dancing in the Street very much, but it's fine, it's fine. Honestly, his version of, I know it's January, but his version of Little Drummer Boy with Bing Crosby is so beautiful. We played that on the show twice before.
So many great songs.
So many great songs, and so many great memories.
I knew David very well.
Yeah.
He was my best.
Let's think of the closest, what's your closest David Bowie encounter?
One of his songs, and I was hoping that he would turn up.
I have one, sort of.
Okay.
Is that his son, Duncan Jones, the film director, who made Moon and Source Code, like, retweeted an article from BuzzFeed once.
Really?
Sort of. Like, he retweeted, like, photos from his film that I'd stolen and put a watermark on, and he retweeted them.
Wow, okay.
But that's not a Bowie connection, it's a Duncan Jones connection, but he's Bowie's... I don't know how many kids Bowie had. Did he have one?
I have no idea about that.
Anyway, Duncan Jones is one of his legitimate children. And I think David Duncan Jones is like Zoe Bowie. Like, that's his real name.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be his real name. Because his real name is Jones.
Zoe Bowie, yeah.
But anyway, that's his... But no, we were talking to a teacher the other day, a substitute teacher, and he said he had tickets to see Bowie at one of these music festivals in Ireland he played. He thought it was either Electric Picnic or another one he couldn't remember, like 10, 12 years ago. And he said, and then Bowie, like, broke his leg and pulled out 2 weeks before.
Aww.
And he said that was the closest he ever got to seeing him live.
Yeah, well.
Well, anyway. As people said all over the internet this week, there is nothing any of us could say about David Bowie that he wouldn't have said better himself.
Absolutely.
I can say anything now, and he would have said it better himself. But an inspirational person, a colorful person, a person bringing, you know, uniquity and glamour to their every endeavor. And I think this New Yorker cartoon sums it up the best. Did I show you this, Michael?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this one here is lovely. The stars look very different today. And the nicest thing that's come after his death is hearing all these people talking about their kind of imaginary vision of what's happened to him now, that he's gone back to his spaceship and he's left us again. Which is a really lovely way to think about the death of somebody like David Bowie, who really was such an
distinctive individual
who really cannot be compared, incomparable to anyone else. All right, that's all we got to say about David Bowie. Thank you for tuning in to this show where we pay tribute. If you like David Bowie, stupid question. If you enjoy the pieces of music by David Bowie that we've played without copyright, without paying royalties on today's show, please go and buy his music on iTunes or stream it on Spotify. But don't.
And remember,
Gene
likes chimney stacks. That's one of the lyrics. It's great.
He does indeed. Thank you.
Just like